Thank you for calling Smith's Jewelers on the square in downtown Noblesville. For store hours, please press 1. To be connected with the next...
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Hi, this is Abby.
Hi, Abby. It's Tom. How are you today?
Hey. Good, thanks.
Good. I wanted to let you know I have some good news. I have a princess cut for you.
Well, and unfortunately, I was getting ready to call you here in a little bit. That customer canceled.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Well, so what I mean, honestly, the whole thing was they could get this SI2S 1.2 carat from Shane. And they were originally told $4,000. Then they went back a couple days later and told it was like almost $4,800. So they were upset about the change in the price for the same diamond.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a call from their home office today and said that they were going to do the diamond at $3,600 plus still take her trade-in for
$2,100. Huh. Okay.
I was like, I can't, there's nothing I can do for that.
All over the place. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Sounds shady to begin with.
It does, but, I mean, it's a GIA-certified diamond, and I saw the cert on it, and it's a fantastic diamond. How they're selling it that cheap, I have no idea.
Interesting.
Unless it's because they have 20 stores, they get a bigger discount. I don't know how that...
Yeah, I mean, we deal with big chains like that, and I can tell you their odds are they're not getting any better... deals. My guess is it's probably
yeah.
just a really bad SI2, if it's that.
Possibly.
Expensive. But
yeah, so
I mean that price doesn't seem outlandish, though. I mean they're still making money on the diamond. Like I actually was able to locate a 120 that's an ESI1 GIA for 3420 net price. So
yeah.
I'm sure there's FSI2s out there that could be around 3,000 or so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, I can't come close to that. So, like, I can't take your trade-in for $2,100,
right,
and I can't discount my diamond that much. Like, it doesn't...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You guys should do business that way.
Yeah. So...
All right, well...
So, unfortunately, I don't need the princess cut. And I can send that one back to you. Did you email me the memo diamonds we have?
Yes, I did send over a memo statement for you. Did you get it okay?
Yes.
It should have had
okay.
the two princess and the two cushion. I don't know if the memo statement included that third cushion that I actually had just sent yesterday.
Cushion. Like there's three cushions and two princess on the
okay.
list.
Okay, perfect. Yep, that was the total. Yeah, that was.
Okay.
So if you want to wait until, you know, next week, you know, have them through the weekend and, you know, see if maybe you can,
yeah,
you know, run into another customer that might need a princess cut, Abby. Hey.
Yeah,
that's
shoot.
Totally fine.
Yeah, that and Marquis. Good grief.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I can't believe the requests with Marquis lately. I'm actually I'm waiting on that diamond to get into my office. I should have it here today, and then I'll get that right over to you for tomorrow or Monday, whatever works best for you.
And what was that one again?
So that's I have a carat 21 ESI2 for $5,384.
What is the measurement on it?
The diamond measures 10.75 by 5.5 millimeters.
10.75.
So it's like a real, like, you know, that football-shaped look, just under a 2-to-1 ratio.
What's the ratio again? 1 to what?
The exact ratio, it's a 1.95-to-1 ratio.
Okay. And you said because I think I've got that guy coming in tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I can send it to you for tomorrow then. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get it right over for tomorrow.
Oh, no, that would be today. He's coming in today. I will call you back after I work with him because Emily had a customer that came in that she had marquees that were the same size for. She had a 120. She gave me a 1.5. So I'm going to take a look at those, but the ratios are off. And just kind of see how he feels price point, because I don't think he's going to like this 1.2, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, the one that I have, I mean, as far as the ratio and everything, it looks great. I mean, it's not one that's going to be overly elongated or too squatty either.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think he's going to like this one. But it's on the lower side of his price point. The one that you have would be right in between price of these two diamonds. So that may work.
Okay.
Because he wanted to be somewhere between, I think, 6 and 10 or something like that, depending if he did a 1.2 or a 1.5. And I have him at 59 and 11. So that one may actually fit in really well.
All right, perfect. Well, I have another one, a brown diamond, a fancy brown, that I was going to be sending Emily that's coming in today. So, I mean, I can include it if you'd like. Abby, it's up to you.
When do you have to send it? When do you have to ship out?
By, like, 5 o'clock or so.
Okay. He's coming in at 3 because I don't want to tie up one of your diamonds if I don't need it.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe if he doesn't like that other diamond, we could send this or for the other customer.
Okay. Okay. Yep. That should work. Well, her customer already bought one.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, I just want to take a look at something. That may have been yours. Hold on just a no, because it's not on the list. Never mind.
Yeah, I didn't send any marquees to you.
Okay. Yeah, because she's had this one for like a month, so. So that might have been somebody else. Okay. I'll call you back after I talk to him, and then we'll see.
Okay.
Is there anything that you can send me so I can, like, it maybe even just show paperwork as an option? Or, like, a video? Would it be on your website?
No, it's being dropped off in my New York City office, Abby, so I don't have,
okay.
The stocks, that's about it. I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, let me write those down again.
Sure.
Because if he's not crazy on this one, on these two, then I can be like, well, this one is going to be sent to me today. So let's see. It's a 1.21.
21. Mm-hmm. E-color SI2.
E-color SI2?
SI2, yep.
And then you said it's like
a
1 to 0.9 ratio?
Yeah, 1.95 to 1, so just under a 2 to 1 ratio.
Okay.
And then the make is great. Excellent polish, excellent symmetry, faint fluorescence. Yeah, if he's any hesitancy on what you're showing him, Abby, I think this would be a great option.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know if he's going to be thrilled with the ones I've got in. So, technically I did not get them in with his specifications, but But yeah, I'll put this with it, and when he comes in, I'll give him this as an option. Hey, I can have this here tomorrow.
All right, perfect.
And see what he says. All right, perfect.
All right, well, I hope you have a great afternoon, and yeah, if you need anything else, just let me know.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Abby.
Thanks.
All right, bye.